morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Classic Bowl 31 event tickets are now available by calling 580-256-4101. It's the Tri-State's largest high school football, basketball, band, and cheerleading extravaganza, with 91 high schools from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas coming together for Classic Bowl 31. A breathtaking 280-member Otter Band, more than 150 of the best cheerleaders across three states. It's All-Star Boys Basketball Thursday. Friday night, you're welcome to attend the awards banquet, where the Classic Bowl Foundation honors this year's best high school talent. Saturday at 2 o'clock, it's the 101 Classic Bowl Parade in downtown Woodward. Then all the activities culminate with Classic Bowl football Saturday, June 1st. This grand spectacle kicks off at 7, with the football game getting underway at 8. Halftime festivities highlighted with a performance by the Honor Band. Tickets are on sale now. Basketball tickets are $10, $5 for students. Football tickets are $25, $15, and $10. Charge by phone at 580-256-4101. Be in Woodward for Classic Bowl 31, a presentation of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Midwest, on the tail end of a two-week inundation of rainfall, remains flooded and saturated, stalling planting progress that's already well behind average. The Department of Agriculture's Crop Progress Report, released on Tuesday, reports that as of May 26th, the top 18 producing states reached 58% completion of corn plantings, compared to the five-year average of 90%. Indiana, Ohio, and South Dakota have planted less than 30% of their respective corn crops. Meanwhile, just 29% of the nation's soybean crop is planted, that compared to 74% last year and the five-year average of 66%. Many states have planted less than 20% of their intended soybean acres, including Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Ohio, and South Dakota. Just 32% of the nation's corn crop has emerged, along with just 11% of soybeans. Forecasters from the website Weather 2020 suggest more wet conditions will continue throughout June, further hampering planting. As farmers seek a solution to the prolonged wet spring and lack of planting, national sorghum producers and the Sorghum Checkoff are reminding producers that grain sorghum is an option that can provide opportunity to growers. As wet conditions persist for farmers across the U.S., producers calculating options as major crop plant deadlines loom need to keep a few considerations in mind when planting grain sorghum, that according to NSP. Grain sorghum can typically be planted later than other crops, and sorghum is a lower risk option, specifically as it relates to seed costs. For example, sorghum seed typically costs about $9 to $18 per acre depending on seeding rate, while corn seed typically costs anywhere from $55 to $110 an acre depending on seeding rate and traits. Harvest costs are often lower as well. NSP CEO Tim Luss says, despite trade uncertainty, demand for feed grain remains strong across the globe. Interested growers should contact the National Sorghum Producers for more information on local bids and crop information. All that can be found on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Finally today, farmers have just a couple of days left to apply for the 2018 Crop Year Marketing Assistance Loans. The Department of Agriculture says May 31, 2019 is the deadline for assistance loans for feed grains, upland cotton, soybean, and minor oil seeds. Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says the loans provide short-term financing, allowing producers to meet interim cash flow needs and market their crops following a timeline that is most advantageous. The marketing assistance loans are considered non-recourse, meaning they can either be redeemed by repaying the loan or delivering the pledged collateral, being the crop, at loan maturity to the Commodity Credit Corporation as full payment. To apply for a loan, USDA says start by contacting your local FSA office. You got farm news on Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 30th, 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 18,100 head, including 5,300 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 4,000 weaned calves, and 3,900 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Call for more information at 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.